Hi, Rico.
Hey.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So is this a good time to talk with you? You remember me from the other day, right?
Yes, from Google.
Yeah, from Local Splash, partner to Google, yes. Yes, sir. So,
okay.
When we were talking the other day, there was a couple of things. I had gone over the basic program and services, but then the second program that I was kind of going over with you was the Google Guarantee option that's available.
Uh-huh.
So that's the pay-per-lead. And I think we had cleared up, you do have business license and insurance, and you can pass the background check, right?
Yeah, that's not a problem. We have both requirements with... Those are my normal requirements, so I have those.
Perfect.
My concern was the pricing. We're talking about $240 or $200 per week, right?
No. So the original package, okay, the original package was $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. Okay, so $348 to get going, and that was $100 in Facebook ads. And it was the Google local listing, and it included a website. It included quite a few different services. For the Google Guarantee, it requires that you have at least the base package, which is a $199. That's no Facebook ads. So you have to have at least that base package with the Google Business Profile and the website. The cost for the Google Guarantee, Rigo, is one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate background checked, and it processes the Google Guarantee application. So it's a one-time setup fee for the entire company, not per individual or background check, okay?
Okay.
Beyond that, your cost per lead is fairly reasonable. It's at $28 per lead. Okay. Google requires a minimum monthly budget of $365 for 13 leads in the month. So the way that it works is the Google Guarantee application itself, the maximum amount of time that it takes for it to process and get completely cleared is 4 to 8 weeks. Now, I've seen it happen a lot sooner for clients that have all the pieces in place, meaning that have the business license, the insurance, and all of that kind of stuff already. Okay, if you get the application back to us quickly, we can go ahead and process the application. And I've seen people get approved in as little as 4 days. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once the Google Guarantee application is completed and you're completely approved, what happens is we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google requires a starting minimum monthly budget for 13 leads. That's $365. Once you pay the $365, we're going to cut the leads on. The leads are going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase that or decrease that as you see fit. For example, if you take on the first couple of leads and you want to crank it up, you want 6 leads in a week, you want 8 leads in a week, you can call and increase the lead flow. The latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for 2 weeks. You know for a fact you're not going to be able to take on any leads for at least 2 weeks. You call, you can pause the leads. The leads do not unpause. It is not an automatic charge, okay? So what happens is the lead budget pauses right there where you pause it. So if you pause it with $229 left in the lead budget, what that's going to do is it's going to pause right there and it's going to roll over. Even if you pause the campaign for 6 months, 8 months, no matter how long you pause the campaign for, the budget's going to pause right there. And then when you reactivate the campaign, it will go ahead and exhaust that budget. Once the budget's exhausted, then we contact you to reset the budget again. Make sense? Hello, Rigo?
Yes, I think I do understand.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find, if I'm setting up something, a monthly thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to decide whether it's the risk factors. You know, I think you understand what I'm trying to go for.
Yeah, absolutely. So the bottom line, if you want the Google Guarantee, is you have to include that with the $199 package. So the starting cost of that's going to be $449. The reoccurring is the $199 monthly, and then you're going to have the lead budget that's going to be separate on that. If you don't want to go that route, which I recommend that route because of where you're at and where you're targeting, because I know that you want specific areas. You've been clear about that. So I think that that would be a really great option for you. Additionally, I mean, you know, $28 on a qualified Google Guarantee lead, because this is the thing, is AI is listening to each and every single one of those phone calls. If it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it's outside of your service radius or service you don't provide on your service profile, you're not charged. You're only charged if they ask for estimate and you give it over the phone, or if you set appointment to give face-to-face estimate. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. And all the calls are recorded. So unlike like Thumbtack or Networks or HomeAdvisor or Angie's, any of those type of pay-per-lead services where there's no recourse to get your money back for an unqualified lead, Google has already set these specific standards in place. Additionally, the price never goes up or changes. Okay? The cost per lead, it doesn't matter if you land a $10,000 tree job, you still only pay $28 for the lead.
Tell you what, just to clear my mind off. So I leave the country, the 24th of this month, and I come back the 4th. That's the main thing that's concerning me. It's like, I don't want to do anything right now since I'm leaving the country. And I come back on the 4th. Can we retake this call after the 4th? That way my mind is clear, because right now my mind is like, I'm taking 6 people with me and setting everything up for them, setting all I guess you understand, booking everything.
I get it.
My mind is like everywhere right now.
Okay.
Can we pick this conversation up? I'm guessing the 4th is a Sunday. So the 6th on a Tuesday or the 7th on a Wednesday, that way I'm back in business and my mind is already relaxed because I'm going for vacation.
Let's do the 6th Tuesday. That's my birthday.
Oh, happy early birthday, and I'll say happy birthday again when you call.
Yes, and well, it'll be a really happy birthday when you sign up for the services.
Sounds good.
So I'll put you in. I understand your mind is elsewhere right now, and it's perfectly understandable with that being said. So which I'm going to send everything over in writing. That way you have the opportunity to review it. Which program are you leaning towards so I know which package to send?
I'm going to start with just pretty much being promoted in Google. And once we have that set in place, after that I will consider the lead. Pretty much upgrade to the lead. Since I'm already getting a couple leads right now, and before I terminate the other company, I gotta check the changes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who is the other company?
Angie's?
Yeah. I'm very familiar. I've heard quite a few great things about their pay-per-lead service. It's just really different than the one that Google has set forward. And Google set this one forward to be set apart, to be, you know, holy, so to speak, in the event, in the context that it's above and beyond, because they're not even allowed to list in that section. You know, so it gives you a lot more parameters that you can depend on. But I've heard of and I've spoken with and had dozens and dozens of clients that are completely pleased and love Angie's as well. So it just depends, you know?
No, I'm doing great with it so far. My only...
it's pricey.
The only thing that I see that Google has above Angie's List is that it's Google. Everybody knows Google.
Well, Angie's doesn't give you any recourse, and their lead costs consistently fluctuate. So I'm not sure. How long have you been with Angie's?
For about a month.
It sounds about right. Yep. Give it a little bit longer. You'll see.
Overall right now, it's like I'm happy with it. It is giving me leads. I've picked up a couple jobs. But as I say, like, not everybody knows Angie's List. Like, before I decided to go say yes to it, I was afraid of it because I was like, I don't know if a lot of people know Angie's List, which a lot of people do. But I know for sure, everybody knows Google.
It's true. It's true. So what Angie's does, and what a lot of those type of companies do is they purchase a position for their company name there within the Google Ads. So they're not allowed to list in the Google Guarantee section because that's considered local service ads. And additionally, they're not able to list, within the Google, local map either, because that's again reserved for the small to medium sized business owner, for the local guys. But within the Google ads, they can absolutely, and that's where they're doing a bulk of their business, and they've been successful at it. I mean, they wouldn't continue to do it if it didn't work, right?
Oh, definitely. And here's the thing, if everything's going well, shoot, I might keep both. Like, if I upgrade to the Google lead, and if I'm getting leads left and right, then by all means, I'll go for it.
Right. And I think that I really think that you would love that. I really, truly do believe that you would love both and that it would work out very well for you. You've got to start it out slow.
Yeah,
you can't pay for everything all at once. I get that.
Yeah, so I mean, we are trying to grow, but we can only grow at a certain rate.
Well, yeah, because you're not made of money. If you were made of money, we wouldn't be in this spot, right?
I wouldn't even be willing to.
Oh, I cackle like a hen. Sorry.
All right, so let's pick this all back in your birthday. We'll do the 6th.
Yeah.
Write it down so I can say happy birthday.
Awesome. I look forward to talking with you then. You have a great and safe trip. Where are you going?
We're going to Italy.
Italy? Oh, wow. Yes. Are you taking your family with you?
I'm taking my wife and I'm taking a couple more friends of hers. So we're making it like a couples thing.
Oh,
I'm paying for everything since I'm the one that owns the business.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a tax deductible.
Yeah. Well, let me know where we're going next. I'll bring my husband too.
Japan.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm down. Let's go. Absolutely.
Yeah. We try to do a yearly thing, at least with my wife, and sometimes we add it to different people.
Uh-huh.
And next year, she's already starting to look up places and for Japan for the 2024 August trip.
Wow. So do you do it in August because that's like right before your kids go back to school and all the things?
No, I don't have kids. It's mainly because my anniversary is the 20th, which is not
nice.
Today, right? Okay, no, I still got 2 more days.
No, you still got 2 more days. You're good to go.
Yeah. So my anniversary is the 20th, and I promised her, like, hey, let's do something every year and try to travel.
Mm.
And sometimes we do it by ourselves, make it romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes we're like, hey, let's bring some friends and let's do something wild. And we do it like that because our friends, for their anniversary, they were like, hey, you were there since before we got married. You guys there while we got married. And afterwards,
yes.
So let's, like, they invited us to their anniversary trip. So we made it into like, hey, an anniversary trip with friends is like, like, since this is our trip, pretty much, our friends will, like, not glorify us, but, like, hey, like, the way it's, so, like, they make it about us.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we go to their trips, we make it about them.
Of course. That's beautiful.
So it's like,
when you have like-minded families and people, and, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I personally, you know, really quickly, I'm a believer, and in my family, we do those type of things, and we support each other because that's what God wants us to do, is to support each other in that kind of stuff and really, you know, pour into each other. So you have to be with like-minded people and spend that quality time with them, and it's so good to disconnect, you know?
Yes, definitely. It's a perfect disconnection, and also it's a perfect connection at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. Disconnection
with
the world, but connection with your people and getting to pour back into each other and fill back up. Yeah, no, I love that. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that
right before the trip is stressful, but then it's like, boom, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I do have to go. The inspector just showed up.
All right. I'll talk to you on the 6th then. You have a good and safe trip, and I really look forward to it, okay?
Sounds good. I will let you know how it was, and we'll make the Google stuff happen.
All right. I'll talk with you later. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.